Welcome to the Bond Brain. And now, without further ado, here's your host, Bud West.
Welcome back to the Bond Brain for a look back, a little recap of 2021 and how that year went, and then a little kickoff for the Bond Brain here in the year of 2022. So 2021, we finally got a film. Yeah, we finally got to see No Time to Die. I really had no clue personally coming into 2021, were we actually going to get to see this film and the format we were able to get it in. Luckily, that all worked out, and you know, we were able to see the film the way it was intended in theaters on the big screen and in groups. We had some people within the community that got to go to the premiere in London. We got some other people that got to go to press events, and it kind of really opened up in that respect, at least for viewing a No Time to Die, whether you liked the movie or didn't like the movie. It was nice to see it finally come out and that, you know, we can have some time to react to it. So the post No Time to Die, though, was a little strange. Usually the movie comes out, we see it, and then we see all these videos, YouTube, podcasts, whatever, regarding products in the film. And you know, all that kind of came out pre-film, which was a little strange. But outside of that, it was a good experience, and I was glad to see that that finally happened. Some other things along the lines in 2021, and some of which, actually, I kind of rank bigger than the film coming out. And, you know, I finally broke down, bit the bullet, and bought an Omega Seamaster, an Aquaterra. It's not a Bond watch, it's just an Omega watch. But I finally, you know, gave in to the desire that's been there for years. That's not really bigger than the film. And I know that, you know, out there, you guys probably don't give, you know, two craps whether Bud West owns an Omega. But it was I finally caved on that. So that was part of 2021. Now, the big thing for me in 2021 was the things that started to open back up and actually getting out there and able to meet more and more people within the realm of the Bond community. I mean, just prior to the pandemic, you know, my Bond girl and I had got up to Toronto for Operation Snowfall and got to meet a lot of people in the Bond community, and it was a really great event. And then after that, it all kind of shut down. So it was almost more disappointing when everything started to shut down and we didn't get to do things. And that all started to open back up there. So along with my cohort up there in the Great White North, Emery Cormier of Intrepid 007 and the James Bond Complex, Emery and I were able to pull off 4 different Bond community cigar lounge events. And if you don't know what that is, that's just a Facebook group that uses Bond as a excuse to get together and have some cigars and talk Bond. And even if you don't really like cigars, you can still hang with us, man. We don't really care. And we were actually able to do 4 different events and able to do them in 4 different locations. We did one in the state, 3 in the U.S., in Maryland, in Delaware, out in Pennsylvania. That was probably the most involved and most Bond in the event was the one that Tom Stroud did for the group invited us all to in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And then Emery was able to pull one off in Montreal, Canada. So we finally got one going north of the border. We're gonna add some more events. That's part of the look ahead in 2022. I got 2 in mind. I'm eyeing some places in Virginia in the U.S. I'm eyeing some places in New Jersey. I have to kind of keep them to places that I can drive to myself. So we're going to look around for some more places. If you're part of that group, if you enjoy good cigars, if you've got some suggestions that don't involve me getting on a plane, I live in the Mid-Atlantic region, let me know and we'll see what we can do. So I think that those gatherings and other things such as, you know, I got to spend a whole weekend, thanks to the generosity of Kyle Barbeau of Easy Smiles and Expensive Watches, and my wife and I spent a whole weekend with Kyle and up at his Long Island beach house. And that was an absolute blast to get together with a lot of people. And I'll go into, I got to meet a host of people this year, and I'm going to kind of save that for the end here. The Quantum of History anniversary, we did a little live cast for Donnie Waldron's Quantum of History anniversary from his back patio. Ray Crumple of the Bond Armory, Donnie and myself, and that was an absolute blast. Donnie had a bunch of guests on. We got to do that half in person, half half online, but still Instagram Live. It was still a lot of fun. After that, Gather All 2, just not that long ago, just this past month in December 2021, David Zerutsky, The Bond Experience, held Gather All 2, and a host of people showed up for that, and I'll go into, you know, all the people that showed up, and I got to meet there. I'm losing track of where I got to meet some of the people along the way, and then just recently, New Year's Eve, a bunch of us gathered down in Washington, D.C. in the Navy Yard for a New Year's Eve event, and I got to meet a few more folks, and by meet, I mean meet finally live in person. I mean, all of these people, you know them online, but you don't necessarily, and you may have even interacted with them in Zoom or StreamYard or one of those apps, but it was really actually being able to press the flesh, shake a hand, you know, give someone a hug, and kind of really hang out. And so 2021 was good because there were a few people I haven't seen in a while. I mean, you know, Ray Crumple, Donnie Waldron, those guys live pretty close by. And so every few months we seem to find a way to get together. You know, Jason Kim of the James Bond Complex. Jason floats through the area that we live in due to visiting family. So I get to catch up with Jason every now and then. But I don't always get to catch up with all of the other guys. But this year I was able to spend a little bit of time, at least on one or more occasions, with Kyle Barbeau, Easy Smiles and Expensive Watches, Matt Spencer of the Tropical Bond, Joe Sylock, got to hang out with Joe several times, including New Year's Eve, the Bond enthusiast, Randy Needham, hadn't seen Randy since Toronto, got to see Randy twice this year, Iron Rider on Instagram, so that was kind of fun to hang out with Randy. David Zerutsky of the Bond Experience had that great Gather All 2 event. Joe Darlington was there, got to see Joe again, hadn't seen Joe in over a year. And John Broughton, Bespoke JB, got to go see No Time to Die with John, thanks to, you know, Donnie Waldron organizing a get-together to go see the film, and we all got to go see it in IMAX, and that was a big event, going to see the film with a bunch of us, Jason Kim, and a bunch of other folks that I'm going to kind of rattle off here. So, who did I finally get to meet in person this year? And that was one of the biggest parts. Melanie from Burb James Birdman. Actually ended up getting to hang out with Melanie, I think, on at least four different occasions, including New Year's Eve, and got to meet the bird. Actually got to meet the Senegalese parrot, she said it was. And so, not only Melanie herself, but James Burb himself. So, that was pretty cool. And Melanie hosted an awesome New Year's Day party for a few of us after the New Year's Eve event, and that was an absolute blast. Jay Sadowski and his lovely wife Anna from James Bond Classified got to spend some time with those guys in Long Island. Only got to spend 5 minutes with Matt Spazer and his wife Jenna. Beautiful lady, great guy. Only got to spend about 5 minutes in Kyle's driveway as they arrived, and my wife and I had to go, but at least I did get to shake the guy's hand, because I really loved the book that he did with Peter Brooker from Taylor's With Love. Some of our cigar events, we had some new folks kind of show up to our cigar events. Doug Pagenkoff, Dean, and I'm sorry, Doug, I hope I pronounced your last name correctly. I'm just going by phonetically there. And Dean Dunleavy, and then got to see those guys again at Gather All 2. So that was kind of cool. You know, some of these big events are fun. But the little events, I've found that I enjoy those almost just as much. I mean, because you really, you know, at the big events, you kind of jump from person to person, and you never really get to spend, say, a lot of time talking to any one person. Whereas with the smaller Bond Community Cigar Lounge events, or the small gathering that Kyle hosted in Long Island, you had a longer length of time. And so, you know, I think in the future I'm going to try to daisy chain some events together over the course of the weekend, which is something that Luke Taggart of Bond's Apartment and Lorenzo from Omega Bond Watches alluded to when they did their video review of Gather All 2. And check that out, it's out there on Luke's YouTube channel at Bond's Apartment. But, you know, that there was just so many people there, and people are just kind of coming up to you and shaking their hands, and sometimes you don't even realize who you're talking to. I spent 15 minutes talking to the iconic alternatives guy. I love his content. I didn't realize it was him. He's not really one that puts his face all over the internet. and all over Instagram. And I wish I had realized who I was really talking to at the time at Gatherall. Nice guy. And I do really like his content. There was a host of others I got to catch up with. As I said, Jason Kim, I got to catch up with Jason. I've seen Jason on multiple occasions. Mike Poplowski, the Culture of Mon, I got to see Mike again. It had been over a year since I'd actually spoken to Mike. And Mike and I have a couple of other hobbies outside of Bond. We both like classic science fiction. So it's kind of fun to spend a little extra time talking to Mike. Boomer 007, his lovely girlfriend, Sarah, got to meet them up in Kyle's beach house. That was a blast. Loved hanging out with those guys and hearing, you know, their opinions on thing. Tim Guccione from No Time to Podcast, Luke and Lorenzo, they were very cool, to two guys to hang out with. Mr. Chris Tinney and Tom. And Tom, I apologize, I hung out with you three times last year and I cannot remember your last name. Tom is one of Kyle Barbeau's former, current and college buddies. They met in college. So I get to hang out with Tom and Chris Tinney out in Gettysburg at the Cigar Lounge event. And then Sol, Chris again at Gatherall, Sol, Tom again on New Year's Day. Tom actually lives not that far from me. And he actually was there and we went to see No Time to Die together as part of the larger group. So there was lots of, you know, people on New Year's Eve. Chris Hunt, British Bond addict, came to the U.S. to visit and hang out for New Year's Eve. And Kate Faulkner from Kate Chef Kate on Instagram. And, of course, Jocelyn Sia, Ladies Who Bond, and her husband, David, got to spend not only New Year's Eve with that crowd, including Kyle Barbeau, Joe Silock, Melanie from Burp James Burp. Got to hang out with all of them, not only on New Year's Eve, but again, almost all day on New Year's Day. And an absolute blast to end the year in Bond fashion. We ended up going to a Gatsby event. The Washington, D.C. Spy Gala was canceled, but we went to a Gatsby theme event. But hey, we were black tie. The ladies were dressed up in their flapper best from the 1920s, and it was a lot of fun. So 2021 turned out to be a far better year than it looked like it was going to be coming in. Now, what's out there for 2022? Well, we're not going to get a movie, obviously, a little too soon, but we may get a Bond actor. In my mind, it's probably 50-50. They could even have the guy selected. From what I've heard through the grapevine, they may already have someone in mind. Who knows? Those are rumors. Either way, I think it's probably 50-50. I mean, if I were the Bond production, I'd hold it off. You know, even if I knew the guy today, I think I would hold it off. I would let the suspense go. I would let the free press articles about the speculation about, you know, Henry Cavill and all of the people that keep coming up, Aidan Turner and Richard Madden and Idris Elba and whoever, keep going, because that speculation is basically essentially free press. Outside of that, it is the 60th anniversary of the Bond franchise, and we don't know what we're going to get with that. I mean, we're starting to see some products, you know, a 2022 calendar, but I'm starting to wonder if there's going to be even more, you know, with some of the clothing manufacturers making things like the Goldfinger onesie and stuff along those lines, really targeted from previous movies. I think it is very possible that we're going to see even more products. I mean, the Goldfinger car done by Playmobil. Recently, we're starting to see more and more things get released, and I'm curious to see what we're going to get for this 60th anniversary. We're hoping for some events. I've got no inside track on that kind of stuff, guys. So it's just, I hear the same rumors that everybody else does. So it's just, you know, Bud West here with the Bond Brain, fingers crossed that we are going to get some unique and some interesting stuff. And I would love to see some of the old films kind of just return to the theater for a limited engagement or something along those lines. A mini convention, a minor convention, anywhere. See what we can do. I've got a couple things on my list this year. I am definitely going to shoot for at least two other Bond Community Cigar Lounge events, as I said, in targeting. At the moment, I'm targeting. I don't have any definite New Jersey and Virginia. I am also personally looking at heading down to the Florida Keys. I would really like to go visit the Hemingway House, as much for the fact that it was Ernest Hemingway's house as it is for, you know, scenes from License to Kill being filmed there, and just to hang out in the Florida Keys as well. So, and it really, if I could, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull off heading to the Deezerland Auto Park in Orlando, Florida. I would love to shoot down there and get to go through that whole display. I know several people that have gone through it, most recently Bond enthusiast Joe Sylock. Joe said it was really incredible. They've also got a lot of Batman vehicles and just a whole incredible car museum. I like to go to car museums. So that should be an absolute blast. I really wish they would open up and things would be more open in Canada so I could get back up there and get to spend some time with Matt and Edgar and Emery and maybe finally get to meet Carmen of Live and Let Drive. So 2022, let's hope for the best. Let's hope there's small and large Bond gatherings around the world. And don't be afraid to take the initiative out there and throw a Bond gathering out there yourself, especially if you're someone who has a YouTube channel, has a podcast, and because don't knock the small events. Yeah, something like Gatherall is going to gather and pull in a lot of people from all over the place, and people are not going to fly in, but you'll get people from the surrounding area that you don't expect. I mean, when I held the One Bond Community Cigar Lounge event, Middletown, Delaware, possibly the closest one to my home. Doug Pagenkopf, Dean Dunleavy, I didn't know those guys. They just kind of showed up. They blended right in. They hung out with the rest of us. And it really is. Sometimes that's the smaller events are a great way to kind of meet people, get to know people, figure out what other things you have in common. And even if it's worth the expense of the larger events, if it's something, you know, you like to do. So keep that in mind. Here's to a fully experienced 60th anniversary in 2022. And I hope to run into even more members of the Bond community as 2022 goes by. This is Bud West with the Bond Brain, and the Bond Brain will return.